Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
How do, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Rufus, rocking the shit out of some shit and keeping it rocking until we're rocked out and we have no more shit to rock. That's you and me, baby. You and me. All of you. If you want to rock your shit, or if you just want to shit and let me know about it, give me a call at 646-478-0616. I'm all about shitting and rocking and doing both at the same time and rocking the shit out of some shit. Rock on. So it's just me tonight. Probably be a short night. Maybe I'll spin a few tunes. Our boy Double Z, Zigzag, as you might know him, in a business meeting. You know, he goes by Zigzag formally. If you're his buddy, he lets you call him Double Z. But he's pretty much Zigzag to most of these people. Mr. Zigzag. Dr. Zigzag, actually. Most people don't realize that. Primarily because it's not true. But the poor guy's cat, he had to rush it to the emergency room. Don't know what the scoop is, but he's got other shit going on that's more pertinent than rocking some shit. I totally understand. Godspeed to the cat. If I prayed, I'd pray. But don't, what I'll do is a moment of silence. That should do it. The cat will be fine. Okay. So I got some good news and got some bad news. Good news is I got a new internet provider today, which should make the show go a lot smoother moving forward. I was with a Dish Network, which sucked because they capped the data. I'm on satellite data living out in the country. So they cap it, and it was just kind of hard to do the show, you know, because it's over the internet. But we switched companies, and now we got a better company. They're like the top rated. And turns out Dish Network actually leases their satellites, and that's one reason why Dish Network fucks us over or fucks other people over now. Is because they're trying to keep their costs down that they have to pay to these guys. So we basically cut out the middleman. So we should get faster data. Well, we have it. Did we get hooked up today? And I can confirm it is faster data and even more of it. The bad news is that Roscoe Pinto train died today. That's a bummer for anyone who grew up watching Lisa Hazard in the 80s, like your boy Rufus here. Every Friday night, I think it was Friday, maybe it was Thursday. I think it was Friday. Every Friday night in the Rufus household, when I was a kid, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever, was pizza night. But it wasn't just pizza. It was the Dukes of Hazzard and a pizza from Mr. Gaddy's, which has the best pizza ever. I don't know why Mr. Gaddy's pizza isn't like the number one top pizza chain on the fucking planet, because if you've ever had a Mr. Gaddy's pizza, you will confirm with me, you'll agree with me, that it blows the shit balls away of like a Pizza Hut or Papa John's, which is fucking god-awful anyway. I don't know why people continue to eat that shit. Mr. Gaddy's is the best pizza. But anyway, every Friday night, or maybe Thursday, I don't recall, it was pizza and Dukes of Hazzard. And man, me and my dad would just sit there on the floor, on the couch, and watch it. We loved Roscoe and his that laugh and flash the dog. And James Best, that's the actor's name, he went on to become a pretty good artist. He did really good artwork, like as a painter. He did mostly like farm-type landscapes, country stuff. It was very reminiscent of, what's the guy, the Happy Little Trees guy, Bob Ross. And just as good, by the way. And he still did movies and acting parts, and I was a friend of his on Facebook, which means nothing. I mean, you can be a friend, quote-unquote friend, of somebody on Facebook, and it just means that you get their updates. I've never communicated with a guy. I don't want to give that impression. But his updates would come across my timeline every now and then. And always just seemed like such a nice, cool dude, laid back, friendly, family man. So it's a shame to see him go. Died of complications of pneumonia, apparently. Which is weird. I don't really understand that phrase, complications of pneumonia. I mean, isn't pneumonia like a complication? I mean, nobody has pneumonia and is like, oh, my pneumonia's going great. I hope I don't get any complications, because otherwise, this pneumonia is just the shit. But anyway, poor guy's gone. We're all going to miss him. Us people that grew up in the 80s eating Mr. Gaddy's pizza and watching Dukes of Hazzard every Friday night. If you miss Roscoe Pete Coltrane, you can call 346-478-0616. So in his honor, I'm going to play Beer is Food. Not because I think he likes beer, but because the show Dukes of Hazzard was based off a movie that had come out like the year before that was very similar, in fact, shared a lot of the names. The Dukes of Hazzard was like the family-friendly TV version of this movie, and the movie was about bootleggers using the General Lee, the car, which wasn't the General Lee in the movie, but anyway, to run booze. So I'll play Beer's Food in tribute to our boy, Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Yeah.
there you have it, Beer Food, in honor of Roscoe P. Coltrane. A git. Boy James Best passed on to the next world, whatever that is, today. And pressing sucks. Really sucks. If I was psychic, I'd try to reach out to the man, but he'd probably arrest me for speeding through Hazard County, which I like to do so much. The man, Boss Hogg, he always pissed me off. He's so mean. That Boss Hogg is so mean. He just wants to control everything. But what you can do? Ain't much. So I think I'm going to sign off. I'm here alone. You know, poor Zigzag and his cat. I don't have the mental bandwidth to ramble on by myself. It's not as much fun. It can't be good for you people. Which I guess is why you're not fucking calling in. Why don't you give me a call? It's 406-478-0616, for God's sake. I need a co-host right now. I mean, a temporary co-host, like a guest co-host. Just somebody, even if you want to pick a fight, give me a call, 646-478-0616, and do it now. In the meantime, if you don't want to give me a call, do this instead. Go to iTunes, Google Play, Amazon MP3, or CDBaby.com, and buy Beer's Food. And I'll tell you what, for every 75 cents you spend to download Beer's Food, we will donate pretty much nothing anywhere, but we will send good vibes out to every charity on the planet. So for every 75 cents you spend downloading our music, we will think about other charities. We'll think about them. Maybe even visit their website if, you know, I got time. I mean, not a lot of other shit going on. So keep that in mind. I mean, dude, this is good with your fucking life. You know, buy a song so that I'll consider thinking about a charity. I mean, what the fuck? How selfish are you? Anyway, till next time, people. Tell you what I'll do. I'll play another song, and then I'll just play it out. But what we can do? Well, we don't do it, nah. I'll do it. Tell you what, I'll do Fridays and Ham. It's kind of a country tune. So I thank your boy Roscoe P. Coltrane. Roscoe P. Coltrane. But I like that. Here we go. Fridays and Ham. Farming is my
have to stop, oh no, because the farming is my dream, yeah, I